That's right. You are listening to IPL Radio here with Good Vibrations with Mish on a Thursday with Todd.
And Todd.
Mish and Todd. Todd's co-hosting with me, which is wonderful. And now I also have the wonderful Lynette with me. And we're doing a new segment. I can't hear myself talk. We're doing a new segment. And what are we calling it?
Shooting the Spiritual Breeze.
That's right. Shooting the Spiritual Breeze. I love that.
I thought we were calling it My Shoe Fell Off.
That was earlier. And yes, my shoe did fall off. So Shooting the Spiritual Breeze, because it's all about spirituality. Lynette has been here before, and we've discussed what we're going to discuss again, but we're going to get to know you first, right? Because a lot of people listening now, Todd doesn't know who you are, and I want to be reminded who you are. Let us know who you are and a little bit about your background.
Okay. Well, the work that I do in the world to separate from who I am is psycho-spiritual therapy.
Yep.
Coach, mentor, or facilitator for people on that healing journey. And I'm also a therapeutic tarot practitioner.
Okay. What does that mean exactly? A therapeutic tarot practitioner.
Sounds really fancy. That's very fancy.
It does.
Funky, doesn't it?
Just a tarot reader.
Just a tarot reader.
Does that mean you don't give people the bad news?
Oh, no. You never. Oh, no.
Do you?
Oh, see, therapeutic. That's the difference.
So it's good.
It's good.
Is it?
Bad. It's not either. What it is the way that I work is that I use the session as a therapeutic tool. So I don't say that I'm a psychic reader.
Okay.
You know, I don't sit there with somebody and talk at them.
Okay.
Tell them what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Because you've got free will.
What's the difference between me going to see Gypsy Rose and getting my tarot cards read and getting you to read my
Well, I've never had a reading with Gypsy Rose.
No.
So I can't say.
You know what I mean, though?
Yes.
Gypsy in the tent type thing.
Oh, yeah. I think for me, the way that I studied, it was through the therapeutic style.
Yeah.
So you're always working with the self.
Okay.
It'll always come back to you. People want to know, is my ex going to come back to me? Am I going to find the one? Mm. Am I going to get married? How many kids am I going to have? All of that sort of stuff.
That's the Gypsy Rose stuff.
That's not what I do.
Okay.
And that's not ever what comes up really in the cards. When I'm working with somebody, I also bring all of my training in the work that I do, all of my life experience, put it all together with my understanding of the cards, and I work therapeutically with a client. So somebody wants to know why something's not working out in their life. Why do they keep having this same experience, you know, with the same kind of people or whatever? The cards are going to show you what's in your shadow that you don't see.
Okay.
It'll bring that to your attention. And it will show you that here's your block, here's what you don't see, here's what's buried in your unconscious.
Yeah.
And when you clear that, and if you, and the cards will always give you a path, somewhere to go, a direction to move in, that if you follow that advice and you put some time and focus into the card that will show what the key to the reading is, that will elevate you and bring change in your life, break a pattern.
Yep.
Have you grow in yourself.
Yep.
Because that'll change your own energy system.
Okay.
And then it changes what you can attract into your life.
It's okay.
All energy, frequency, vibration after all.
So it is, yeah, okay.
So that's what that's what the difference is with therapeutic tarot, is you're actually working with the person to help them to evolve and grow, and you do it through the cards. And I've been doing it for a while now, and I have found that the cards are never wrong.
Just for a second, that mic is cutting in and out because you haven't got a headset on. You can't hear it.
No,
it's cutting in and out. Can you tell from the computer? It's cutting in and
out. Not from the levels that I'm looking at.
Okay, so hopefully people are hearing you better. But for me, you're cutting in and out. Okay. Hopefully we're picking that up clearly enough.
I can't hear it at all through my.
You can't hear it at all.
No.
So you're on
three.
You should be able to hear talking. Can you hear me talking? Yeah. Can you hear yourself?
Can I hear myself? Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, so it does. It is going in and out. Anyway, so hopefully people are still getting us on the other end. So if for what I see from media that shows me stereotypical tarot reading, right? You put a card on a table, it can mean something to you. It can mean something to Todd, and it can mean something to me. Totally different.
Yep, exactly.
How do you see it? How do you read it to help that person? Because that person, for example, if you're reading my cards and you come up with, I don't know, a Joker, let's just say a Joker card, I would read that to be, okay, I'm you know, just a stupid person, I'll carry on and I'll laugh and carry on. You could read it as something totally different. How do I know that what you're saying is the right way for me to go?
Okay, that's a really good question.
Is it?
Yeah, it is, because... When I do a spread,
yeah,
I involve the other person.
Okay.
Because I'm not the expert.
In that person's life, you mean?
Not the expert in anybody's
okay.
life.
Okay.
There is a higher wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
And I can interpret the cards, but I will always invite the other person to say, I get them very involved in a reading.
Okay.
When you look at this image...
What do you see?
What do you see?
Okay.
Because it's all archetypal. These images are archetypal. Their energies are archetypal. So that when somebody is looking at it, it's going to reflect a level of their own consciousness.
Okay.
Right? So that's why it's a two-way conversation.
Yeah.
And then that way we can break it.
Okay.
It's almost like you can workshop it, you break it down.
Yep.
And this is definitely cutting in.
Yeah, so you can hear it too. Okay, should we bring up the other mic at all? Or?
Yeah, I wonder if this is microphone related or whether it's
maybe we should, Todd will just step up for a second.
Let's bring up that microphone.
And we'll pick up the other microphone. I just don't want people to miss out on what you're talking about because I can't hear it cutting. Oh, you move it. That's it. We'll just have this as a backup. We'll keep that one on. Should we keep that one on?
Take number three off.
Three off?
Four up.
Okay. All right. So you should be able to speak through that and still hear you. You should still be able to hear me, yeah? You can hear me. Yeah, okay. Hopefully we'll be able to hear you a bit better. Just speak closer into the mic. That would be great. Okay. So you're saying that we work together on that image, and we, as you say, we come up with a reality of what we're seeing. Because what I'm trying to get at is, it's hard because I don't really understand it too much, but I'm seeing something totally different to you on that card. So you asking me what I see in that card, and then we can work it down from that point.
Yes.
Mm.
You can flesh it out. You can unpack it. But I will also share with people what I'm seeing.
Okay.
And people will quite often have BFO moments. You know, the blinding flash of the obvious where it just goes, oh, I didn't – now I get it. Or I didn't see – it creates kind of an expansion.
Okay.
Their own awareness.
So working with it together, you get clarification.
Yeah, you do.
I understand that bit better. Yes. Yeah, okay, that's understandable.
And you'll get to experience it.
We're going to do that next week, right? We're going to do that next week. So that should be interesting because I've never had it done before. And stereotypically, I see the Gypsy Rose.
And a lot of people do, and I would really love to be able to change that, because even in our so-called modern world, it's got still such a really bad hangover.
It's got the stigma, for sure.
It's ungrounded. It's fairy.
Back in those days of Gypsy Rose, it was entertainment.
Yeah,
it wasn't spirituality. It was literally entertainment. Because you'd see it at a fight, at a sideshow. It was a sideshow thing.
Pay $5, have your future
Yeah, have
red.
Your future red, exactly. I remember the, when because I'm from England, I remember the when you went to, down to one of the fairs on the beach and you put some coins in and that gypsy thing would come out and give you a little reading of your, of your life. It was hilarious, those things. But, yeah, that's how I see reading
and,
the cards.
And snake oil salesmen and charlatans
yeah.
And all of that.
So there's a stigma against with
very,
it, right?
Yeah,
there really much is. Similar to mental health. That's the reason why I'm here speaking my, you know, my journey and my truth. So this is why I wanted you to do the same.
Yeah.
Because you need to, we need to clarify with people that this is something that's real. And
it is, but having said that, I also want to say is that you don't ever give your power away to anything.
What do you mean by that?
So you can have a tarot reading done.
Yeah.
And you can break something down. You can get some clarification. And often it's just clarification people need.
They already know?
Because you already have a level uh-huh. of knowing.
Okay.
But that knowing can get fleshed out a bit more, make it a bit more expansive, more clarity, mm-hmm. a little bit more information, a light on some of your blind spots.
Okay.
But ultimately, you when you leave, you're still responsible for the decision and the choices that you make.
The direction that you go, yeah.
To another person or to a deck of cards.
Okay.
Put them in their right place and you're still left with okay.
You're still in power of your direction that you take.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's why I will never tell anybody this is going to happen to you.
You can't do that. Yeah, you can't do that because they'll make it happen.
Well, that would also indicate that the future...
Because you can mislead people.
Yeah. Okay, got you. Got you. Yeah. Got you.
The future would have to be predetermined at that point, in which case freedom of choice goes out the window, and that means why bother living your life if this is just how it's going to be.
Yeah, okay, that's good that you cleared that up because for a lot of people who are like me who have never done anything like that, it is very much a charlatan thing. And although on saying that, I do cards occasionally, the oracle cards, and they'll come up with – and they're quite amazing.
They blow my mind all the time when I do readings.
Yeah.
I just – yeah.
And I've got another one that comes up with good quotes, and it will literally be something about what's happening to me. And it's really interesting how it works. And I've been on a spiritual weekend – with Deanne. You know Deanne?
Yes,
yeah, I've been on one of her weekends. And the amount of things that actually happened to me, I'm thinking, nah, they can't be real. But it was happening. And it's quite scary. Mm. Because, you think, no. But, it's very real.
So can I dovetail this into mental health a little minute?
Yeah, please.
Absolutely. We're all about mental health.
Yeah, so, you know, as somebody myself who has been on a massive... I've been on a 40-year healing odyssey in my own mental health
journey.
Yep. I was going to say recovery, but
okay.
What does that even mean?
I don't think you ever recover from mental health. I don't know.
And the spiritual path, you know, a good 40 years.
Yeah.
For me, these tools that we use, like what you were just saying about oracle cards,
yeah,
and how it can really challenge you, it can
yeah.
be a bit scary. Because
yeah.
when you have a pull a card and it's like, you know, you hold your breath, you go, oh my God, that's so
yes.
like what's going on here? Who's
yeah.
around me? How
yeah,
did that
how
even
did I know
happen?
That?
How,
yeah.
did, how did the cards know
yeah.
that? Part of the awakening process that's legitimate to spirituality is that you trade in your feeling of separateness and aloneness in life to the realization that you're actually not and that you're in an environment of something.
Okay.
Something around you. So you're breaking – those moments are you're breaking out of your separate sense – a sense of separateness.
Okay.
Because when you're struggling with mental health and you've got if you have a diagnosis, or, you know, we have these labels, these things that we say we've got wrong with us, we can be very much alone in that.
Yes.
And we really struggle with it alone.
We do.
We get locked inside with whatever our thing is.
Correct, yeah.
Part of the ease of it, and I think even the healing of it as you go along, is the realization that you're actually not alone in it.
Okay.
That there is something, there is something with you.
Okay.
There is something with you. And that starts to create a shift in your sense of
isolation. Okay. Yeah. I get where you're coming from with that.
Yeah.
That's an interesting thought.
Yeah.
But
a companion on the journey.
Yeah, I like to think there is with me, and I like to think I know who it is.
Yeah.
Haven't we got an 80s song that's called You're Not Alone?
God, I don't know. Probably. More than likely there will be, but I don't know whether I have it.
If I could recall, the words are very, very similar along that lines of, you know, you're not alone. There's always someone, you know.
Mm. But I like to think that someone is there spiritually, we're not talking about physically, because a lot of people don't have the physical, they're very spiritual.
As close as your breath.
Yeah, and I know who that is in my heart, which is a great feeling. But I you tend to forget that, though.
Yep.
You know? Yeah, so I know that he's there with me, and, yeah, he'll never leave me alone. But you do forget that on a day-to-day basis. So it's very interesting. And as you've said, spirituality can go as deep and as wide as you...
It just blows your mind. Yeah, it can get very ungrounded.
Yeah.
A lot of people are really in ungrounded
spirituality. Yeah.
You need to have your feet firmly planted on the ground.
That's the thing.
Otherwise it's escapism.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's an interesting point. That is an interesting point. So we're going to do tarot next week, which will be interesting.
Yeah.
Or not.
Yes.
A bit scary, actually, because it might come up with some quite emotional things for me currently.
Well, you're not doing the tarot reading on this?
Yeah.
We'll do live.
We'll do live.
Oh, my goodness.
So we'll do live and we'll see how we go. But because it will be an emotional path, particularly at the moment for me, yeah, we have to be careful with that. We might have to cut it off and put a song on. But yeah, that we will do it.
Okay.
We will do it. Why not? Give it a try. I might learn something really important. No, you know what? I won't learn something important. It'll clarify what I need to know.
Okay.
We'd already know.
Right.
I'm hoping.
Yes.
That will be the case. And then maybe we can do Todd the following week.
Or not.
Yeah, so we are going to be doing these every week, and it's, what is it called again?
Shooting
the Spiritual Breeze. I love that. We'll have to make something up for that. I do love that. It's almost been a half an hour already. Can you believe that?
Wow.
See? It's gone very, very quickly.
Time flies.
It does when you're having fun.
Mm-hmm.
What particularly did you want to talk about today? Is there something you wanted to discuss particularly today, or have we covered it?
Well, because this is the first one.
Yep.
I thought we could just open the conversation with the expansiveness of what spirituality is.
Correct.
There's so many layers and levels to it, from the real to the unreal.
Okay.
You know, from the grounded to the ungrounded. And I think probably it's a really good idea to talk about everyday spirituality.
Definitely.
Feet on the ground stuff.
Correct.
And then we can kind of...
We can expand. Definitely on the ground stuff at the moment, because we're learning as we're going along, so we don't want to go...
And I'm still learning.
Okay, there you go.
Every day.
There you go. So we don't want to go too far ahead of ourselves, because to us it'll just be like... Unbelievable. Because if you go too far ahead, it is unbelievable, right?
Yeah.
To the person who's not spiritually... You know what I mean? So we do need to start from the base down.
And also what I want to say about spirituality is everything is spiritual. People think spirituality is a particular thing, and they'll separate it from something else.
Okay.
But everything is spiritual. Life is spirit.
Okay, we need to talk about that further. Not today, but
no.
That that's definitely something that we need to expand on.
Yeah.
Because to me, spirituality is afterlife.
Well, you're missing out on a lot.
See, there you go. I've jumped from that to that.
Yeah.
So that's what I see. I see
everything is spiritual.
Yeah. See, that's going to be hard for me to understand. But you're here to tell us
your daily life, the bump and grind, the relationships that you're having, the experiences that you're having, the people you connect
with.
It's all spiritual.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. So we need to talk about that.
Yeah.
Which would be good because it's. This is totally a direction that I would like to hear more about, because I think as you go along in life, you think there's got to be something else. Mm-hmm. There's got to be something else there, and this is a good way of doing it.
I think people need to find the reason for why life is so difficult sometimes. Why
okay.
we have the experiences that we do. Why did this thing happen to me?
Okay.
Why did that person do that to for the awful things.
Yeah.
Let's face it, life on the ground can be pretty tough.
Yeah, absolutely.
People have really traumatic experiences. People do
correct
things.
Yeah.
So the mind is always trying to find the why.
Definitely.
We need to understand
definitely.
Why, and so we go looking for the answers. That begins the spiritual journey. Conscious spiritual journey.
Okay, and I think my spiritual journey has begun because I've asked the question why in relation to suicide.
Yep.
The question will come up.
I'd love to get into.
Okay, that's going to be hard for me, but it's a subject that needs to be discussed and I'm glad that we can do it openly on radio, you know, because it is a taboo. It is taboo. People don't like to talk about it.
It shouldn't be.
Exactly.
It really shouldn't
exactly.
be.
Exactly. So this is why it's going to be difficult for me, but we need to talk about it. And to be able to use IPL's platform to be able to do that is an amazing thing.
Yeah.
Can I just say one thing about
it?
You know, when we talk about in our world about what success is,
we'll
play the comparison game and we look at other people and
think
they're successful and I'm not. I've failed because I haven't accumulated this or I haven't accumulated that. And I've done that in my own life. I've looked at what other people have accomplished and what I haven't. And what I realised in my own journey in overcoming severe trauma, going on the healing journey, the spiritual journey and all that, my greatest achievement is that I'm alive.
Okay. Yeah, you're right. And people, we forget that.
Yeah.
We forget that.
That is my greatest achievement. Because when you talk about suicidality and how close that can get for people, that journey, how dark it can get, to be able to pass through that and survive is no mean feat.
Okay.
You know, it's deeply shamanic.
Interesting. There's so much we can talk about and I'm really really excited to be able to continue on with this weekly to see where it goes. And hopefully people will, you know, let us know how they're feeling about it and if they've got any questions. We will set something up so you can get some questions coming in and hopefully we'll have that live phone connection at some point.
Some point.
Which we can – yeah, I love the way he just says that. Because that would be good. It
love
would
how
be
you
good.
Look at me when you say that.
We have
it's going to be a me thing.
It is going to be a you thing. We have had it very basic in the past, but it didn't work so well for us at the time. But hopefully with this new studio that we're building, we can be able to do that. So that would be good. So thanks for today.
You're very welcome.
Are you okay?
I am.
She was a bit wrecked this morning because she got lost. She got lost and she came in all flustered.
I did.
Yeah, but no, it's all good, all good. You know that my therapy is my 80s music. So I'm going to play some 80s. Thanks so much for coming in and we'll talk to you again next Thursday at 10:30. 10:30, cool.